fly home from well, it doesn't matter. With 11 hours, a million thoughts were gathered. My mind kept racing in my garden of lavender. I wanted to get to them so they wouldn't die. When I got home, they were dry as weeds, while the vines thrived around them, before film. Not sure what my lavender symbolizes, but inside my heart cries, and my heart is drawn to the small out of the way thing that I can't help but to give my focus and my attention and care. They shut off things that hijack my brain and help tune out what can cause me pain. And I care for the animals that gather around my yard and my sister's children, and I care for my garden. Jackets and wasps and hornets that dart out and sting. I see the big orange tabby cat getting warm on the cover of the hot tub. He turns over on his back, looking for a belly rub. I see the deer track in the snow on the animal path that leads in with my backyard. I hear the sound of my girlfriend's car coming up the driveway, and it fills my heart with joy. Though I know it'll all end someday, and someone else sleeps in my mouth's mountain high, wondering who lived here before, just like I sometimes. Though I've never really cared to explore. I see the chocolate and peanut butter cat. I look at him and he looks mad. I snap my fingers and blow the cat. He rubs his head against my hand and we reminisce. I walk downtown, see the Christmas light along the highway and how they shine. And I'm reminded of when I was a child, and how happy I felt when I opened the box and saw a guitar inside. Like I live so many lives, I can't put it all together.
four track Tom.
Yeah, that was it.
I had a nice dinner with a concert promoter and his Korean wife, Soo Young Kim. And he dropped me off at an old spooky hotel. I felt like an old man in a castle looking over the canal. Then I went and I played for a crowd. But my heart wasn't there. I came back to my room and I slouched in my bed. Still stewing about my dried lavender. Then I fell asleep in the dark, dead night. And I dreamed of a blue jay picking up a seed. Passing to another team, another speed. Washed and soar on to another brand. And a possum has a possum dressed up. Your trash can. Then I woke up on a rainy morning, door tracks on. Then I got on my flight for London, from Heathrow right to Westfield Mall in Shepherd's Bush, where I bought a raincoat, then checked into the K West Hotel and ate at a Polish restaurant down the street. I played the next night at Shepherd's Bush Empire. Neil Halstead and his band were opening and their soundtrack sounded great. As I watched, I remember playing with Mojave 3 in the mid-90s, one of the shows being at CMJ in New York. And I remembered seeing them open for Gomez in Madrid in 1998. I was with my girlfriend Marina, but I somehow managed to sneak in an unforgettable kiss with Rachel backstage. One of those kisses that you'll take to your grave. Gomez knew I was there, and they played Grace Cathedral Park that night, and I got pretty choked up listening to them. So anyhow, I played my show at Shepherd's Bush that night, and a fan heckled, asking if I really hated Nell's client. I explained that I didn't, that his name just rhymed with one word or the other. After the show, I left with my agent, Ed, and his wife, and Alicia, and we talked for a bit. Then I walked back to the K West with my guitar, got into my bed, called my girlfriend, and fell asleep.